school students in solitary, for full funding, not exclusion. Alan Gittisham, school teacher, London Socialist Party. Isolation booths, solitary confinement in all but name, are an increasingly common feature of zero-tolerance school behavior policies. As the new school year begins, there is, as always, a flurry of articles detailing parents and school students' opposition to uniform and behavior policies at schools around the country. One privately run academy school in Stoke reportedly took dozens of students out of class for not having the correct purple trim on their trousers. And the Outward Grange Academies Trust has released statistics on exclusions, with one of its schools in Middlesbrough suspending a staggering 41% of its students. Many of the schools with draconian behavioral policies justify them on the basis that they are part of raising standards. It is true that for any school to function successfully, there need to be clear and consistent systems in place. Students themselves often comment that they like to know where they stand in terms of their behavior and possible consequences. Zero tolerance. However, the trend towards zero tolerance is a worrying one that needs addressing to stop harm to individuals and communities. Exclusion policies, isolation, suspension, and expulsion often prevent students learning the nuances of interaction with others. At best, they are quick fixes which store up more problems in the long term. And schools chasing league table positions sometimes use exclusions to artificially boost results by getting rid of students who may not perform well in exams. These developments must be seen in the light of the massive cuts to state education. In the past, young people with complex needs would receive extra support to manage their behavior and talk through their problems. But social inclusion and special educational needs departments have been devastated by austerity and privatization. Now exclusions are the preferred strategy instead. We need to fight for a genuinely inclusive education system, publicly owned and fully funded to meet the needs of all young people in education. School students, staff, and parents must have proper democratic input into developing policies and systems, based on mutual respect and genuine support, not quarantine.